Welcome to Zichu Daf Simani member by Ram Goldar, and today we're Sekhs Baba Kama, Daf Nun, the fifth pair, Shorshan Nagach as a para. So the three tops we're going to focus on. Number one, it was taught in a brace where Rabbi Shmuel says that the boar described by the Torah is one whose opening is in Rishus of Rabbim. Rabbi Kiva says the Torah's boar is where one is mafkir's property, but not his boar, meaning a boar in Rishus of Yachid, where people may walk up to its edge. Rabbi explains that all agree that one is chayav for a boar in Rishus of Rabbim because the pasuk says ki yivtach, if a man shall uncover a covered pit, and adds ki yichre, or if a man digs a pit, which appears superfluous, so one is even liable for uncovering someone else's pit to teach, shal iske psich val iske kriya ba'alu, that it is based on the matter of opening or digging the pit, the liability comes to him without owning it, thus referring to Rishus of Rabbim. The Machlokas applies to a boar in Rishus Yachid, for which Rabbi Kiva holds him liable because of the phrase Bal HaBor, the owner of the pit, implying liability for an owned pit, whereas Rabbi Shmuel exempts him, and the digger of the ownerless pit is called the Bal HaTakala, the master of the obstacle in his liability. Rabbi Yosef says that all Tanaim agree that one is chai for a pit in Rishus Yachid, and the argument pertains to a boar in Rishus Rabbim. Pointing to the Gemara relates the story of Nechunya Chofer Shichin, Nechunya, the ditch digger, who would dig pits along the roads to make water available to those come to Yerushalayim for the regalim, whose daughter fell into a pit. Rabbi Chanina ben Dos was confident that no harm would befall her because it was inconceivable that his daughter would be harmed through the very thing he sacrificed himself to provide the public. Still, Rabbi Acha said that his son died from thirst because the Torah says, Usvivav nisara ma'od, and his surroundings are extremely turbulent, teaching. The Kosh Baruch Hu is exacting with those who surround him, even to within a hair's breadth. Rabbi Nechunya provides another source. Kel naratz besod kadoshim rabba benora al kol svivav. Hashem is dreaded in the great council of the holy and is awesome over all those who surround him. Rabbi Chanina said, Kol ha'omer Kodesh Baruch Hu vatunu. Anyone who says Hashem is disregarding of sin, yivatu chayav, his life shall be disregarded. Rather, the pasuk describes all the Kodesh Baruch Hu's ways as mishpat, justice. And point number three, Rav says, Bor shechiba alav Torah, regarding the pit for which the Torah held the digger liable, lehevlo v'lo chabato, his liability is for its foul air, but not for its impact in the fall. The Gemara observes that Rav holds about the damage of impact, karka'om hu demazgale, it's the ground of the earth which damaged him, which the digger does not own, as opposed to the foul air which he generated through digging. Shmuel says, Lehevel v'koshekinu chabato, his liability is for its foul air and certainly for its impact. The source he is also responsible for the foul air is because the boar of the Torah includes a pit filled with wads of wool where there's no impact. A nafkamina between these opinions is the Avigoba Rishus Rabbim, where he made an elevation in Rishus Rabbim and an animal fell off it. According to Rav, he's not responsible since there's no foul air in this open area, and according to Shmuel, he's high for the impact. So once again, the three points are, number one, it was taught in a brace, Rabbi Shmuel says that the boar described by the Torah is one whose opening is in Rishus of Rabbim. Rabbi Kiva says the Torah's boar is where one was mafkir's property, but not his boar, meaning a boar in Rishus Yachid, where people may walk up to its edge. Rabbi explains that all agree that one is chayav for a boar in Rishus of Rabbim because the pasuk says ki yivtach, if a man shall uncover a covered pit, and adds ki yichre, or if a man digs a pit, which appears superfluous, so one is even liable for uncovering someone else's pit to teach. That it is based on the matter of opening or digging the pit, the liability comes to him without owning it, thus referring to Rishus Rabbim. The Machlokas applies to a boar in Rishus Yachid, for which Rabbi Kiva holds him liable because of the phrase Bal HaBor, the owner of the pit, implying liability for an owned pit, whereas Rabbi Shmuel exempts him, and the digger of the ownerless pit is called the Bal HaTakala, the master of the obstacle in his liability. Rabbi Yosef says that all Tanaim agree that one is chai for a pit in Rishus Yachid, and the argument pertains to a boar in Rishus Rabbim. Pointing to the Gemara relates the story of Nechunya Chofer Shichin, Nechunya, the ditch digger, who would dig pits along the roads to make water available to those come to Yerushalayim for the regalim, whose daughter fell into a pit. Rabbi Chanina ben Dos was confident that no harm would befall her because it was inconceivable that his daughter would be harmed through the very thing he sacrificed himself to provide the public. Still, Rabbi Acha said that his son died from thirst because the Torah says, Usvivav nisara ma'od, and his surroundings are extremely turbulent, teaching. Shekosh Baruch Hu medakdek im svivav afil kochut asara. The Kosh Baruch Hu is exacting with those who surround him, even to within a hair's breadth. Rabbi Nechunya provides another source. Kel naratz besod kadoshim rabba benora al kol svivav. Hashem is dreaded in the great council of the holy and is awesome over all those who surround him. Rabbi Chanina said, Kol ha'omer Kodesh Baruch Hu vatunu. Anyone who says Hashem is disregarding of sin, yivatu chayav, his life shall be disregarded. Rather, the pasuk describes all the Kodesh Baruch Hu's ways as mishpat, justice. And point number three, Rav says, Bor shechiba alav Torah, regarding the pit for which the Torah held the digger liable, lehevlo v'lo chabato, his liability is for its foul air, but not for its impact in the fall. The Gemara observes that Rav holds about the damage of impact, karka olam hu demazgale, it's the ground of the earth which damaged him, which the digger does not own, as opposed to the foul air which he generated through digging. Shmuel says, lehevlo v'kol shekinu chabato, his liability is for its foul air and certainly for its impact. The source he is also responsible for the foul air is because the bor of the Torah includes a pit filled with wads of wool where there's no impact. A nafkamina between these opinions is the avigoba b'rishus rabim, where he made an elevation in rishus rabim and an animal fell off it. According to Rav, he's not responsible since there's no foul air in this open area, and according to Shmuel, he's chayav for the impact. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Nun, and our standard Siman is a non-stop flight, a non-stop flight. So here goes. The crew member from the Nezik non-stop rescue team flight, which landed by a bor in Rishus Yachid, where the owner was Mafkir's field, but not his bor, saved a ditch digger's daughter who fell into a pit of water, but couldn't save his son, who died of thirst, nor the cow that fell into a pit that died from the foul air. Once again, in slow motion. The crew member from the Nezikin non-stop rescue team flight. Non-stop flight? That must be Moran Duff. Nun. The crew member from the Nezikin non-stop rescue team flight, which landed by a bor in Rishus Yachid, where the owner was Mafkir's field, but not his bor. Which reminds us, it was taught in a Brisa, Rabbi Shmuel says, that the bor described by the Torah is one whose opening is in Rishus Rabim. Rabbi Kiva says the Torah's bor is where one was Mafkir's property, but not his bor, meaning a bor in Rishus Yachid, where people may walk up to its edge. Two interpretations of the Machlokas are brought. So the crew member from the Nezikin non-stop rescue team flight, which landed by a bor in Rishus Yachid, where the owner was Mafkir's field, but not his bor, saved a ditch digger's daughter who fell into a pit of water, but couldn't save his son, who died of thirst. Which reminds the Gemara relates the incident of the Chunya Chofer Shichin, who would dig pits of water for the Oli Regalim, where his daughter fell into a pit of water and was saved. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa was sure that she would be saved, since it was inconceivable that his daughter would be harmed through the very thing he sacrificed himself to provide the public. Yet his son did die of thirst, and Rabbi Chanina said, Kol Omer Kodesh Baruch Hu Vatrinhu. Anyone who says a Kodesh Baruch Hu is disregarding of sin, Yevatru Chayov, his life should be disregarded. Rather, the Pasuk describes all of Hashem's ways as Mishpat, justice. So the crew member from the Nezikin non-stop rescue team flight, which landed by a bor in Rishus Yachid, where the owner was Mafkir's field, but not his bor, saved a ditch digger's daughter who fell into a pit of water, but couldn't save his son, who died of thirst, nor the cow that fell into a pit that died from the foul air. Which reminds us, Rav says, Bor shechiba lav Torah, regarding the pit for which the Torah held the digger liable, lehevlo v'lo chabato, his liability is for its foul air, but not for its impact in the fall. Gemara observes that Rav holds about the damage of impact, karka olam hu demazgale, it's the ground of the earth which damaged him, which the digger doesn't own, as opposed to the foul air which he generated through digging. Shmuel says, lehevlo v'kol shekinu chabato, his liability is for its foul air, and certainly for its impact. So once again, the crew member from the Nezikin non-stop rescue team flight, which landed by a bor in Rishus Yachid, where the owner was Mafkir's field, but not his bor, saved a ditch digger's daughter who fell into a pit of water, but couldn't save his son, who died of thirst, nor the cow that fell into a pit that died from the foul air. All right, so now it's time for Four Balabat Chazar. Daf Mem Vav. So the Simur Daf Mem Vav is a cow that goes moo. So here goes. The owner of the mooing ox, that must be more in Daf Mem Vav, moo. The owner of the mooing ox, which was standing by the dead cow at Gord with the dead cow fetus by its side, told the owner of the fetus, Hamotzi Mechavero, all of Araya, which reminds us. The fifth parak begins, Shor Shenaga Kazapar Venimsa Ubar Betzida. If an ox gored a cow and its fetus was found dead at its side, and it's unknown if the cow gave birth before the ox gored it, and the ox's owner is not responsible, or if it gave birth after the ox gored it, causing the loss of the fetus, he pays chasi nezik for the cow and revian nezik for the fetus. This mission reflects the opinion of Simkas, who holds mamun amutu basavak chokin, money whose ownership is inherently in doubt, is divided by the two parties. But the chamim hold zek kol gadol b'din. This is a great rule and judgment. Hamosi mechavero, all of araya. So the owner of the mooing ox, which was standing by the dead cow at gored with the dead cow fetus by its side, told the owner of the fetus, hamosi mechavero, all of Araya, which is a klal gadol bedin, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, why the principle of Hamotzi Mechavero of Araya is called klal gadol bedin, a great rule and judgment. It first answers that it teaches that afil nizak omer bari, umazik omer shema, that even if the victim says, you're definitely liable, and the damage only says, I'm possibly exempt, the victim cannot collect without proof. And we also learn that ein holchin b'mamon achar rov, we don't go after the majority in monetary matters. So the owner of the mooing ox, which was standing by the dead cow, agored with the dead cow fetus by its side, told the owner of the fetus, Hamotzim Mechavero, Alavaraya, which is Kol Gadol Bedin, and is based on Sfora, like someone sick going to a doctor, which reminds us. Ravashi says that Hamotzim Mechavero Alavaraya is a Sfora. It's simple logic that one suffering from pain goes to a doctor to be cured. Similarly, anyone attempting to litigate a claim against his fellow must substantiate his claim to Beis Din. Daf Mem Zayin, so the Simmer Daf Mem Zayin is a maize. So here goes. The maize owner's cow, maize, that must be more Daf Mem Zayin. The maize owner's cow that gored an ox and ran into the maize with its recently born calf to escape payment of half damages or quarter damages, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that where a pregnant cow gored an ox and it's unknown if the cow gave birth before the attack or afterwards, if the cow is here, then half damages can be collected from the cow. And if the cow is not here, then quarter damages can be collected from the offspring. So, the maize owner's cow that gored an ox and ran into the maize with its recently born calf to escape payment of half damages or quarter damages broke some pots that were placed there by a potter who had rishus to enter, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states, HaKadosh Shehignes Kederasav HaChatzer Baal Bayis Shelo B'Rishus. If a potter brought his pots into a homeowner's courtyard without rishus, and the homeowner's animal damaged the pots, he's potter from paying. And if the animal is harmed by the pots, the potter is chayev. But if he brought them in with permission and they were broken, the courtyard's owner is liable. The same laws are taught for bringing in produce or an animal. Rebbe says, "B'chulan eino chayv adji yekabel lev lishmor." In all these cases, the homeowner is not chayv for property damage in his domain unless he accepted to guard it. So the maize owner's cow that gored an ox and ran into a maize with its recently born calf to escape payment of half damages or quarter damages broke some pots that were placed there by a potter who had rishus to enter, and then died from overeating produce that was put there by someone who wasn't allowed to be there, but still didn't have to pay. Which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that if the homeowner's animal is harmed by produce brought in without permission, the produce's owner is liable. Rava said that this is only where the animal slipped on the produce. But if the animal ate the produce and died from overeating, he is puter because it should not have eaten so much. Tosfos explains that one is not chayv where the animal brought the harm upon itself. Daf Mem Ches. So the Simmer Daf Mem Ches relates to Moach, brain, and we use Brainiacs. So here goes. The Brainiacs, why Brainiac? That must be on Daf Mem Ches. Moach, brain. The Brainiacs, why baking in her neighbor's house, who was horrified when the neighbor's goat died from eating her dough, making her chayv to pay, which reminds us, the Gemara relates that a woman once entered someone's house with permission to bake. The homeowner's goat ate the dough and died, and Rav required her to pay for the goat. This is because since she requires privacy, because her arms are exposed during the process, the yard's owner removed himself from the property when granting her permission to bake there. Therefore, the responsibility of guarding his property is upon her. So the Brainiacs, why baking in her neighbor's house, who was horrified when the neighbor's goat died from eating her dough, making her chayv to pay, called her husband, who was busy testing the water in a pit to see if it was fouled from a shore's body that fell into it, or from the carcass's odor, which reminds the Mishnah Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis had taught, Nafla bor v'hivi shmeim av chayv. If the trespasser's ox fell into the homeowner's pit and fouled its waters, its owner is chayv. Rav said this is only when it fouled the waters while falling into them, when it's classified as a shore. Avalach or nafil a putta, but if it fouled them after falling in, he's exempt. According to Rav, Rav's statement is revised to be that an ox's owner is only chayv shehivish megufo, where it fouled the waters with its body. Avalhivish merecho putta, but if it fouled them with the carcass's odor, he's putta because grama ba'amahu, it's merely causative damage. For grama ba'amahu machayv, and one is not chayv for mere causative damage. So the Brainiac's wife baking in her neighbor's house, who was horrified when the neighbor's goat died from eating her dough, making her chayv to pay, called her husband, who was busy testing the water in a pit to see if it was fouled from a shore's body that fell into it or from the carcass's odor, unaware that an ox just fell into a pit behind him, killing his father, making its owner chayv and kofer, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that if the homeowner's father's son was in the pit and was killed when the ox fell in, its owner pays kofer. The Gemara asks that the ox is a tam and it's not liable to kofer. Rav answers that the animal was a mu'ah to fall onto people and pits, and Rav Yosef explains that it was not killed the first three times because the cases where it saw vegetation at the pit's edge and fell in while trying to eat it, never intending to kill, and became a mu'ah to do so. Daf Mem Tes. So the Simmer Daf Mem Tes is meat, and we often use a butcher. So here goes. As two women in the butcher shop, that must be more in Daf Mem Tes, meat. As two women in the butcher shop were arguing who was worth more, the pregnant one or the one who had given birth, which reminds us, the next Mishnah explains how to evaluate the mevladus to pay when striking a pregnant woman caused a miscarriage. The Tanakhama says we assess a woman's value while pregnant and after miscarrying, and he pays a difference. Rav Moshe ben Gamliel says, if so, a woman increases in value after giving birth. Rather, we assess the offspring to determine their value. Rava explains Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's statement, since childbirth is dangerous, her value is lower when she's pregnant. Rather, we evaluate the fetuses themselves. So, as two women in the butcher shop were arguing who was worth more, the pregnant one or the one who had given birth, the butcher got a shock when it turned out that the Gior is buying meat using the mevado she received when she was struck after her Ger husband died, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that if someone strikes a Gior who is married to a Ger and he dies without heirs, the damager is exempt from the mevados. Rabbah says that if he struck her after the husband died, she has already acquired the offspring when he died and she receives the mevados. Rav Chisda objected, are offspring bundles of money that she can acquire them when her husband dies? Rather, if the husband died, no payment is made. So as two women in the butcher shop were arguing who was worth more, the pregnant one or the one who had given birth, the butcher got a shock when it turned out that the Gior is buying meat using the mevado she received when she was struck after her Gior husband died, was the wife of the Gior he had lent money to and who had given him a mashkan, which reminds us, if a Ger's mashkan was in Israel's possession and the Ger died, the Israel acquires the equivalent of the debt owed him and someone else can acquire the rest. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1, which stuff do we learn about the four Shomrim who are Nichnasu Tachas Habalim? That's on Dav. Memhei. Good. Number 2, which stuff do we Machokas of Boris Leibel in Rishus of Rabim or in Rishus of Yachid? That's on Dav. None. Good. Number 3, which of them and why the woman baking in her neighbor's property was chayiv for the goat that died from eating her dough? That's on Dav. Memches. Good. Number 4, which stuff do you discuss whether a Gior is married to a Ger that died receives dmevlados for injury after his passing? That's on Dav. Memtes. Good. Number 5, which of them and why the owner of an ox that fell into a homeowner's pit killing his father or son was liable in kofar? That's on Dav. Memches. Good. Number 6, which stuff do you discuss if Boris Leibel mishum hevlo or chabato, its foul air, or from the impact? That's on Dav. None. Good. Number 7, which stuff do we discuss what to do with the mashkon of a ger who died? That's on Dav. Memtes. Good. Number 8, which stuff do we learn about Nechunya Kofar Shichin's daughter who was saved from the water but whose son died from thirst and that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is not a vatran? That's on Dav. Nun. Good. Number 9, which stuff do we learn that one is not a chayv when someone's animal overeats and dies from produce that was not permitted to be in the Baal Bais's chatzer? That's on Dav. Memzine. Good. Number 10, which stuff do we learn that Hamotzi Mechavero of Araya is called Gadol Bedin? That's on Dav. Memvav. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is everybody. Ram Goldhar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.